Blog Talk Radio.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise.
Thank you, God.
Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you praise.
You are
Jehovah,
Lord, you reign.
Lord, you reign.
Well, good evening, good evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The song said, I worship you, Lord, because of who you are. Let's just give God some praise. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We glorify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for such a time as this. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Father, we thank you because of who you are today. We worship you, God. Glory, 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 glory. Good evening. This is Walking in Authority Hour with your host, Pastor Donna Kibble. Amen, amen. So glad that you are tuned in on this evening. Amen. Hello, my internet listener. Amen. On tonight, God is truly a good God. I do have a good lesson on tonight that I believe God has ordained me and appointed me and anointed me. Amen. To bring forth the word of God. Amen. He's truly a good God, isn't he? Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. But before I start, I just have a couple of announcements. Amen. Amen. This is KBI Internet Radio, and this is our announcement. Amen. For Kingdom Building International, we are located at 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48375. Suite 369. Service is every Sunday at 11 a.m. with our own prophetess, Teresa Dot. She's the pastor. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Dot. Amen. And then she has Wednesday Bible class, which is called Jesus Encounter, every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Amen. Amen. And a prophetess, Dots, will love if you call in and want to call in for prayer, amen, or send in your prayer request. They have a prayer line that's open Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Central Time and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, amen. And the number is, get a pen, get a piece of paper, it's 218-895-0280, and the code is 772937. Amen. Amen. And then Prophetess Doug would also like for you all to know that she has Kingdom Builder Development Institute ministry classes. Amen. So if you believe that God is calling you to ministry and you do not know what to do next, give us a call and watch God work, Acts 6 and 4. But we will give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Get training and get equipped to manifest. For more information, call 313-583-9739. Amen, amen. And if you would like to donate, hallelujah. I believe this is good grounds. Amen. Amen. If you would like, and you want to keep us on the air, amen. Amen. You can send your donation to Kingdom Builders International, 16250 Northland, Northland Drive, South Michigan, 48375, Suite 9, or download the word Give Life app, www.givelify.com, or go to www.kingdombuilderplaza.com and click the internet radio donation. Well, God bless you. We thank God. Amen. For our announcements. Amen. And now we're going to get in the lesson. So if you got your pen and your pencil ready, amen, you can turn with me to something that's familiar. Philippians, the 3rd chapter. And we're going to go 2 verses, 13 and 14. Amen. 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 And while we're waiting, I have another announcement. Amen. That we having a women's conference. Amen. DMK Ministry presents Seasons of Visions. Amen. And the scripture verse is Joel 2:28. Amen. 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 God is a good God, and it is October the 8th from 7 to 3. And the address is, I'm looking for the address. I think it's 5531 Russell Drive. Amen. And it's the Washington Park Refirmary Building. Amen. Amen. So I will exalt on it a little later, but I want to get into the lesson. Amen. 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 Philippians 3:13-14 said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehend, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Amen. And the 14 said, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. And if I would use a text, amen, for today, I would say, it's pressing time. Say that with me. It's pressing time. Amen. Amen. We living in a time now that we have to press our way. Amen. We have to press our way to get up. We have to press our way to lay down. We have to press our way to sleep. We have to press our way to get up. Amen. We have to press our way to go to work. Amen. Amen. Even the kids and the young adults have to press their way just to get up to go to school. These are pressing times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what God said. He said, in these times, we have to learn how to trust in Jesus. Amen. 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 This was Paul. And as he was saying, he was letting us know that we have to press. He said right here, I count not myself to have apprehended. And you know what? We have to know now that when apprehend, it's that to take into custody, to capture, to grab. Amen. That's what it's saying. It said under arrest, to seize. My God, my God. In other words, apprehended. I have forgotten a hold that I was in, that which had gotten a hold of me. Some things capture us. Amen. And it takes a hold on us. And sometimes we don't even know that a hold has been taking place. Amen. You start wondering, why I don't do things like this? Why I can't do it? That's because we have been apprehended. Amen. Amen. And it said, I will forget the past failures. So these are things that apprehend us. These are things that grab hold to us. Our past failure. But what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to lay them aside. Amen. Amen. Because the Bible said, lay aside every what? Every weight and sin. That what? That easily beset us. Amen. Amen. And we got to look to God for everything that we have. Amen. It says forgetting those things which are behind. Why don't we keep looking back? The Bible said a man that put his hands to the plow is not fit kingdom. Amen. Amen. We don't want to be like Lot's wife. Lot's wife turned her back. She didn't literally turn around, but in her mind, she was probably saying, hand. Lord, I'm going to miss my family. Lord, I'm going to miss my friend. Lord, I'm going to miss my church home. Yeah, but when God give us specific instruction to go, God said, forgetting those things which are behind. I mean, let it go. It's okay to let go, because whatever God had us to let go, God will replenish it and he will replace it back. Amen? Amen. And last wife, she turned into a pillar of salt. Amen. We don't want to have to look back, but the message is pressing time. We got to press our way forward. Regardless of who don't want to go, we got to go anyhow. Amen. I will forget past blessings and achievement while very appreciative, I can live. Amen. We don't have to look back, because every day God is pouring out fresh oil. Just like when the children of Israel, when they went out, hallelujah, what did God do? God gave them something every single day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He let it rain manna from heaven. Amen. And when they got tired of manna, they wanted meat. And what he do? He let meat from heaven fall. Amen. That means God gave them fresh oil every day. Hallelujah. So they wouldn't have to look back. They wouldn't have to look back at the slavery that was done to them, how they was beaten all the time, how they had to work from sun up to sun down, how they halfway fed them. God did not want them to look back. And it said, brethren, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I know. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. God got so much that he had before us today. Hallelujah. If we just trust in him and lean not, listen now, to our own understanding, but in all thy ways, God want us to acknowledge him, and he will what? Direct thy path. Amen. Amen. That's what God's saying. Forgetting all the past hurt. Amen. Amen. The friends that let you down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, people that threw you out. People that disown you. Amen. When things happen in our life, instead of people coming together, they want to divide the family. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if God said forgetting those things that are behind, don't you know God's going to start replacing everything that was lost? Oh, yes, he will. I'm a living witness that God will replace those things that were lost. Oh, yes, he will. When people throw you out, God, I have another open door. When people shut the door in your face, God will open up another door. Hallelujah. 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 When men say all matter of things against you falsely, hallelujah. The Bible said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is our reward in heaven. So we got to forget about all them things that tricked us up. Who was that that said, David said, you did run well, but who hindered you? We cannot stand before God and say, well, my sister won't speak to me. Well, my auntie threw me out. Well, my brother put me down. Oh, no, the devil is a liar. And God going to say, but I told you to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset you. Hallelujah. But I tell you one thing. Rejection is direction. So when we rejected, when we rejected from something, God give us a clear path of direction that we will go in. Amen. Amen. If you lost your job, okay, we still gonna praise God because God got something else for you. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know the thoughts that I have for you, and they good and not of evil, and it will take you to an expected end. Amen. So that means God's got a better job with a better position and better money to go with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And 14 said, I press, I push forward, I bulldog my way through. Hallelujah. He said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. What's the high calling? It's Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. That's when God said, don't lean to your own understanding. Amen. We can't lean to our own understanding. We have to lean to God. Amen. Amen. I press. The woman with the issue of blood, what did she do? She pressed her way through the crowd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She had one goal in mind, and that was to reach Jesus any way she knew how. Ha na 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 na. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah. God said, he said, who touched me? Whoa, God, and all the virtue came out. Hallelujah. She pressed her way. Amen, amen. Hannah went every day to the temple. She pressed her way to the temple. She said, oh, God, she was praying, Lord, Lord, they laughing at me. Lord, I can't bear a child. Lord, they thought she was God bless her. Amen. That's what I'm saying. We have to press our way now. No matter what it is, we got to press. We got to press. When nobody else is pressing, we got to press. Hallelujah. When we don't even hear an answer, hallelujah. Sometimes God is still and we're waiting on an answer, and God is saying, well, how long are you gonna wait on me? Sometimes we need to wait, baby. We just need to wait on God and let God move like he said. Amen, amen. Oh, my God. As we press towards the mark, we must remember that the journey that we on is personal. Amen, amen. This press is for you. This press is for you. And this press is for you. Amen. This is a personal walk here with God. Amen. Amen. It's between you and the Lord. Amen. Secondly, we must remember that this journey is a physical journey. Amen. 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 When we said physical journey, hallelujah, hallelujah. When we said physical, we talk about a solid journey. A concrete journey, a visible journey. Amen. That's what we're talking about, because we need to have a physical relationship with God. It requires effort. That's what physical means. It's an effort with God. an effort, because God wants to see where we pray. When you seek his son, when you call on his name so he can answer, when you read his scriptures, hallelujah, the Bible said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow what? Rivers, that's it, of living waters. Amen, amen. That's what requires effort. Effort to get up. If you set your alarm clock and say, Lord, at 12 o'clock I'm going to pray, then you make that effort to get up at prayer at 12. Now, if you miss it, don't beat up yourself. Just set your clock again. Hallelujah. And let's do it again. Amen. At midnight, remember, Paul and Silas prayed. And the chain broke off. Hallelujah. Thirdly, we must remember that this journey is precise. Being exact, correct, absolute. Amen. That's what God is saying. Oh, the object is set at a distance at which one look or aim. Amen. Aim towards your goal with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aim towards the race. Amen. The Bible said this race wasn't given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but the one that endures to the end. Amen. Amen. Be precise in what God is telling you to do. Amen. Amen. Set the goal. Set your goal. Set it before God. God, I promise, God, I'm going to get up and I'm going to worship you. God, I promise you I give you 1 hour a day. If you can't give him 1 hour, start with 10 minutes. Whoa, hallelujah. God will even honor 10 minutes. God will do that. And that's what he's saying. He said, just honor me. Honor me with your substance. Amen. 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 And it said, thirdly, after thirdly, it said, your journey should be precise. Then fourth, listen to this. We must remember that our journey is productive. Amen. 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 We want to be productive in everything we do with God. Amen. We want to make sure that it's going to count with God. Amen. Not with man, but we want to be productive with God. Amen. Amen. It's just like Paul said. He said, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me what? A crown of righteousness. The Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen. Amen. That's 2 Timothy 4:7-8. Amen. Amen. Have you ever wondered if it was worth it to serve the Lord? Amen. I'm so glad I'm serving God now. Hallelujah. I thought I had it good before, but it was nothing compared to how God has blessed me now. Amen. Amen. That's why whatever you do, you got to be productive, having the power, producing something profitable, something that's useful. Amen. Amen. The song said, if you can use anything, you can use me. He said, if you can use anything, you can use me. Amen, amen. It is worth it all day long. It is worth it, amen. He that receiveth, amen, a prophet in the name of the Lord shall receive the proper reward. It's productive. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man reward. And whosoever shall give to drink or to one of those little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of his disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall no wise lose his reward. Amen. Amen. I know what you're thinking. I thought it myself. Why keep pressing towards the mark? Oh, yes, yes, because sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we don't feel like it no more. And we love to blame it on somebody else. Well, I used to blame so much on everybody. Well, because they did this. Well, because no one loved me like that. Well, because I felt rejected. But God took it all on the cross. Woo! All them folks rejected us. He took it on the cross. All them folks that set us back, God took it on the cross. All them folks that hurt us and abuse us, God took it on the cross. So why not press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling? Because in the end, we shall receive our reward. Because our reward is heaven bound. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our rewards are open doors. Our rewards are elevation. Our rewards is God saying, for you, Donna, I did this. For you, Sally, I did this. For you, John, I died on the cross. God said he did this for us. Amen. 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 For he said, who the Son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. 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 God said, who the Son set free is free indeed. Amen, amen, amen. So let's press towards the mark today. Let's get back to what it is that God has called us to do. Let's do it now and don't stop until God tell us to stop. Let's change what we have changed, and we may be what we need to be in order to do what God wants us to do. We pressing towards the mark. The serenity prayer said, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. So help us, God. Help us to accept change, God. Help us, God. Give us the courage to change the things that we can't change and the wisdom to know the difference. Don't let us lean to our own understanding, God. But you said, in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. Amen, amen. If we keep doing this, God will keep calling us by name. If we keep pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, we are winners. Amen, amen. And the Bible said not just winners, but we are more than conquerors through him. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. We thank God. I feel all right today knowing that God is my comforter. Amen, amen. Knowing that the song said, God has not forgotten me, amen, which he know me by name, amen, amen, amen. That's what God is saying to us today. He's saying, hold on, for help is on the way. He said, press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen. He's saying, great is our faithfulness. Hallelujah. Great is our faithfulness. Great is our faithfulness. Amen, amen, amen. It said the fact that God allow us to press on in spite of our failures, in spite of our flaws, is the chief of all honor. It is an honor and a privilege to live, saints. It's an honor and a privilege to love. It's an honor and a privilege to worship. It's an honor and a privilege to serve God. Oh, yes, it is. Without God, we can't do nothing. Amen. If we keep doing the same thing in the same way, we will keep getting the same results. But we can, listen to this, by the grace of God, give ourselves totally to his will and accept this wonderful opportunity for the spiritual do-over. Amen. We need to ask God, God, give me a spiritual do-over. Whoa, God, make my heart right, God. Glory be to God. Whoa, give me a clean heart, Jesus. Renew my mind, God. But he said, let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. Transform me, God. Whoa, God. God wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time for a spiritual makeover. Spiritual do-over. Hallelujah, or a spiritual makeover. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Make me over again, Lord. Glory be to God. Lord, I'm pressing. I done got tired and weary, but God said, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. We need a spiritual makeover. That's why the text says it's pressing time. Amen. We got to get out of ourselves. Hallelujah. And put ourselves back with Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's the only one that can help us on the day. He's the only one that can help this situation on the day. He the only one that can cleanse our nation. Whoa, God. We need to ask God. We need a baptismal on our nation. We got to be like Nadab. When Nadab wanted to be healed, he had to dip seven times. We have to ask God, God, let me dip again. Because I pressed and I ran out of nerves. I pressed and I ran out of time. I pressed and I ran out of patience. Whoa, my God. But God said, if you call on my name, he said, I will guarantee that I will answer you. Glory be to God. Whatever you need, let's give it to God. Ask God for a spiritual makeover. Glory be to God. Tell God, God, I'm going to keep on pressing. Hallelujah. Because just like the Hebrew boys, they went through, but they kept walking through the fiery furnace. And the Bible said they came out as pure gold. That's what we're looking for on today. We're looking to come out with pure gold. We're looking to come out with a satisfaction that Jesus, God, before you. Glory. Whoa, I feel the Holy Ghost. If God be for you, who could be against you? Glory be to God. It's pressing time now. It's pressing time now. It's pressing time now. It's time to lay aside every way. It's time to lay aside it again. Every way that so easily beset us, and we finna press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. We need to learn to live. We need to learn to cherish, amen, what God has given us. We need to say, thank you, God, amen. He said, if you be great, faithful over the few things, he said, I'll make you ruler over many. God is calling us to press. Oh, my God, it's pressing time, saints. Don't let no one hinder you. Keep going on the journey. Hallelujah. Don't look back. Hallelujah. But a man that put his hands to the plow and looked back is not fit for the kingdom. The Bible said it's no failure in God. Amen. Amen. No failure in God. And we can't take this thing lightly, and we're gonna hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen, amen. We want to believe God like never before. So if you don't get nothing else out of this tonight, you ask God to give you a spiritual makeover so that you can be able to press your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A spiritual, say that with me, a spiritual makeover, that you can be able to press your way. Amen. God got good things for us. God got great things for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he don't want us to miss out. Glory be to God. So don't worry about who's with you and who's not. Don't worry about who like you and who don't. Don't worry about what door is shut in your face. Don't worry about who won't let you in. Don't worry about who won't speak to you, because it's all good in God's book. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's all good. Amen. God said, if we don't have mothers and fathers, he said, I'll be your mother. Amen. He said, I'll be your friend to the end. Glory be to God. What a mighty God we serve. Amen, amen, amen. I hope you enjoyed the lesson on tonight. Amen, for what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Think about it's present time. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God, for all you have done, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the lesson on tonight. It's present time. I thank you, God, for all that you have said, God, all that you have demonstrated, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the listening ear tonight, that it didn't fall on stony ground, God, but it fell on good ground tonight in the name of Jesus. And because it fell on good ground, we decree in Jesus' name that it will heap a good harvest, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you on tonight. We thank you for the open door, God. Glory be to God. We thank you for the airways on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that somebody took the word and God and they ran with it tonight, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because tonight, God, they can call on your name and you will answer them. God, we thank you. We thank you. Now let's give God a praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are truly a good God. Now, if anybody out there tonight that don't know Jesus from the pardon of their sin and would like to know him on tonight, it's just a short, simple prayer. Or even those that's a backslider that's been out of the ark of safety tonight, hallelujah, and would love to rededicate themselves back to God. All you have to do, hallelujah, is repeat. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I thank you, God. I thank you for all things. God, you are so worthy tonight. Father, I ask you to forgive me, God. Come into my heart. Save me, God. In the name of Jesus. And God, I will sup with you, God. I will live for you. Glory be to God. Now, Jesus, take me as your own. Walk with me. Talk with me. Create in me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for receiving me back. Thank you, God. Thank you for the angels in heaven rejoicing. Thank you, God. And we call it down in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Now, Lord, we thank you for everyone that had prayed the prayer of faith tonight and that had accepted God in Jesus' name. We thank you for the souls, God. Now, we believe in the fivefold ministry. Amen, amen. Laying of hands, teaching, preaching, prophesizing, amen. Healing, amen. Prophetic word. God is a good God. God is a good God. Amen, amen. And if I can, if you don't have a church home, we have two churches. My church home is with Apostle Tyrone Pulliam. Amen, amen. And our facility is at 2728 East 79th Street. Amen. And our service don't start till 4:30 in the evening. So we would love to have you come out. And then also my second pastor, which is Pastor Delaney. Amen, amen. And he has his church 1400 East 72nd Street. Amen, amen. And the service starts at 11 a.m. So you will be doubly blessed. Amen, amen. God is a good God. He's a good God. He's a good God. And if you would like, amen, to write me, amen, or contact me, you can contact me through DMK Ministry 2016@gmail.com. Or you can look me up on Facebook. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank God, amen. So I want to open up the line. It's about 7:47. So we want to give people time, if they on the line, that they will come and just tell me how much they enjoyed it or they want to add something to it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We open up the lines right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Kibble. It's Minister Jennifer Harris Goldsmith.
Well,
praise
God
the
bless
Lord.
You,
praise the Lord. I've been practicing.
You made it.
Yes, I did, and I'm just leaving the hospital now, and I'm in traffic, so I'm not
okay.
Still on the phone. But yes, an awesome, awesome, awesome word from God. And so I pressed my way on, and I
Amen.
Did the text, and I was able to listen and hear
Amen.
A word from God. So I just want to thank you for your obedience, and I
yes.
just say hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Until we
hallelujah.
Meet again. Praise
yes,
the Lord.
Woman of God. Well,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And
yes.
we cover you right now with the blood of Jesus, girl. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Amen.
You. Amen.
Amen. So I love you, and we'll be in touch. I'm at the
Amen.
Red light. It's about to change to green.
Okay.
I don't have a green. When God knows
right.
my heart, but I just had
Amen.
To get on here to let you know I made it.
Well,
thank you so much, woman of God. I love you for your faithfulness with me. Oh, my God, I love you, and
love
I just
you
continue
too.
To bless you. Thank you, woman
thank
of God.
You.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you.
All
love
right.
You too.
Now, you love you too. Now, you hang up that phone now. All right, dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Amen. God is truly a good God. Will there be another one? Amen, amen. I thank God for Minister Jennifer, how she pressed her way. Amen, amen. Will there be another one? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just want to say thank you so much. My name is, I am Evangelist Audrey Milton under Kingdom Builders. Kingdom Daughters International.
Oh, God bless you.
My pastor is Teresa Dock, and I just want to say that this is an awesome word, and it was something that I needed to hear because I do need to leave the old behind, leave the past behind,
Amen.
And start moving forward, especially in what God has called me to do in the ministry. So I do need
yes.
to definitely press forward in this ministry
yes.
that He has called me to do under Pastor Teresa Dock. So that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to ask God for that spiritual makeover that I definitely need for myself. So I thank
that's
God,
it.
Pastor Donna, for this word today, and it has been such a blessing to me. It has really touched my heart, and I just thank you so much, and I really do appreciate this word.
And you know what, Evangelist, when you see Prophetess Doc, would you give her a big old hug for me?
Yes,
tell her
ma'am.
I appreciate her so, so much for the radio. I appreciate her. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank God too
Amen.
For you. And the Bible said a man that put his hands to the plow and the kingdom, woman of God, and we want to be
mm-hmm.
fit for the kingdom. Amen.
Yes.
And we
Amen.
Got to let it go no matter how it hurt us. No matter how it took us into things, but we need to let it go. And because God, He's going to prove Himself to you. So when you let go, God is going to add on. Ooh, I hear the Holy Ghost said to tell you that the more you let go, the more He's going to add on to you. Hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Eyes have seen, woman of God. Ears have been heard. Whoa, what God
thank
has
you,
in
Jesus.
Store. Think it's not the strange woman of God that you went through, but God said He always been there. And He has strengthened you for such a time as this. So today we're gonna lay aside, woman of God, every weight and every sin that so easily beset us, and we're going to
yes.
move on. Hallelujah. We're going to move
yes.
on. And Philippians 4 says, think of those things that's pure. Think of those
yes.
things that's true. Think of those things that's holy, woman of God. So when it starts coming back up again, you said, oh, no, whose report shall I believe? But I shall believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is so, woman of God. It is so. And we're going to be looking for the testimonies.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Whoa, God. The testimony that's going to take place in your life, woman of God. It's a change. I can hear the Lord say a change. It's going to be such a miraculous change. Hey, God, we thank you for this woman of God right now, God, that you're already moving on her behalf. For you said this race wasn't given to the swift, nor the battle
Whoa, God. Now grant her her heart desire, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Evangelist. You stay encouraged. Because God got your back, woman of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God got your back. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Will there be another one? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Before we close up. Amen, amen. Will there be another on tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for tonight. Amen. And while we waiting, I just want to put out again that I'm having a women's conference. Amen. It's DMK Ministry Present Seasons of Visions. Amen. October the 8th, 2016, at 5531 South Russell Drive. Amen. And the place is called Washington Park Refectory. Amen. And it's from 11 to 3. Free. Amen. Amen. It's free. So please come out. Amen. And it's going to be a word. Praise, singer, miming, amen, hallelujah, laying on of hands, prophetic move of God, amen, whoa, God, so come out. You want to contact me and let me know that you would love to come, please contact me at DMK Ministry 2016 at gmail.com, or you can look me up on Facebook. Amen. Well, look, God bless you. I love you. Amen. And I'll be listening for the testimony and listening for you next in about 3 weeks from now. God is truly a good God. I come on every second Tuesday and every third Tuesday of the month. So pray for me as I endeavor to pray for you. God bless you, and I love you. Good night. See you next time. Bye-bye. Hallelujah.